A little closer to home. How have things been in South Shore St. Margaret's over this past year?
Well, I mean, of course, there's been because of the pandemic, there's been a lot of challenges for people in the communities. I will say I was extremely pleased that our government was able to roll out supports as quickly as possible. But I think one of the things for me that's exciting to see is that the work that I've been doing for 5 years coming to fruition is actually seeing the end results of some of the things we announced 2, 3, 4 years ago. When I was first elected, one of the first things that I was working on was the twinning of the 103, and seeing the first phase of that open this year was really exciting for me. Having the money that we were able to put to find to put into Kedgy to upgrade the national park, and knowing that that's going to happen in the spring or early summer of next year is exciting. To see that that is actually going to actually come to fruition is really good. Seeing the cormorant removed was really exciting for me
Oh, yeah.
from Bridgewater. And I guess on a bigger picture, one of the things, of course, was that may have escaped a lot of people's notice because it doesn't impact them directly, but just the inshore fishing regulations, which is something that I've been working on since I was first elected, to enshrine owner operator in law so that our rural coastal communities get the benefits of the fishery, I think has been was something I was really pleased to announce last week to see it actually happen. That's something that I've been working on. I worked with Dominic LeBlanc when he was Minister of Fisheries to make sure that it was in the Fisheries Act, and to get that over the finish line last week was really important for me.
Yeah, I think that's one that flew under the radar for a few people, and I don't think the significance of which won't be realized until it shakes down over the next year or two, and people see what it actually means for people on the ground. Well, I was going to say on the ground, but on
Well,
the
and I don't
water.
think people, and like I said, because maybe they aren't directly impacted themselves, they don't realize what an impact it will have on their communities. And basically, what it means is that the person who owns the boats and fishes the license is the person who keeps the money. It doesn't go to a big corporation like, headquartered in Vancouver or in Toronto or in Montreal. It stays here in our local community, and that's something that I heard from fishers from day one when I was actually knocking on doors in 2015. It was something that harvesters were asking for. So to actually be able to enshrine it in law, I think, is something that will be, for me, it's a legacy piece. For me, it's something I'm extremely proud of, and I mean, I'm happy to see it coming under this government.
These year-end things, there's always the good and the bad, and unfortunately, one of the things we have to talk about is just how hard hit Nova Scotia was this year. We just seem to have tragedy after tragedy, the shootings in April, and all of us dealing with COVID, and then of course, this latest incident with losing the boat and the five sailors. What have
Six.
six? I'm sorry, you're right, six sailors. As the representative, the national representative. How's that been communicating with the federal government and trying to speak for your constituents when it comes to these issues and relay the I guess just the sorrow of a province to our national leaders?
And I think that Nova Scotia has, we're a very resilient people, but this year has really dealt us a lot of really hard blows, between COVID and then of course the mass shooting and then the incident on the Fredericton, off Greece, where we lost the
Right.
members of the armed
Yeah, the purse,
forces.
yeah.
Just everything that has, it just seemed to be one after another. And as soon as somebody would say, well, it can't get any worse, it seemed like it did. I mean, I will say that it has been a real challenge. I mean, we have come together as communities, as we always do. But I think one of the biggest, the hardest things for us is that we can't gather in public. And I remember when the mass shooting happened, and the Prime Minister had called me. And I said, one of the biggest challenges is that we can't honor these people the way we normally would. We can't get together in a community hall and celebrate a life. We can't have a funeral. We can't have, those gatherings that we always come together as communities to support each other. And it was really tough. And I think, you're seeing that right now in Digby and down in the Yarmouth area with the fishers that were just tragically lost this week. It's the same thing because of COVID, which is a whole other level of awful. We aren't able to come together and support each other. So I think it's been a really tough year for us that way.
Yeah. I'm just going to caution you, my daughter's about to come busting through the front door for after sledding,
That's
so
okay.
it might get very raucous here in a moment. But before we,
At 3 a.m., I know what it's like.
yeah, exactly. This is where it gets real right now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, I mean, there's all those fun things that happen on those Zoom meetings too, right? You know, I mean, you're working from home and you're seeing all of these other things that just kind of give you a chuckle every now and then. That, you know, you're having a Zoom meeting and someone's cat jumps on their lap and looks into the camera, or, you know, or your husband walks in his wetsuit because he needs you to zipper him up before he goes surfing or
Exactly.
something.
Sorry for the interruption there. Well, you know, let's wrap this up on a I guess a pleasant note. Let's look forward there. What are your goals now? There's been an awful lot that's been achieved to this point in 2020. You know, what are you looking forward to 2021?
Oh, you know, I'm really looking forward to the vaccine being rolled out more significantly so that people can get back to a little bit of normal. To seeing community members again, I think is going to be really important for all of us. For me, it's of course, you know, I mean, just try making progress on really challenging files, I think is going to be, you know, my number one priority with regards to my fisheries file. But of course, always, you know, I mean, my office is always open for people in the riding who need help, and we've been extremely busy over the past year, of course, you know, with everything that's happened, and just continuing to be there for people who need it. I think that's always going to be my priority. Is I ran because I love this community and because I you know, I wanted to do everything I could to help people in the community, and you know, that hasn't changed.
Well, Minister Jordan, thank you very much. I do appreciate you giving me a few minutes here today, and I hope you have a lovely holidays.
Thanks, Ed. You too.